Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn.
Let's talk about keyword research when it comes to your blog. I think oftentimes when we talk about things like keyword research, I really think that we overcomplicate it. We overcomplicate that aspect of it. We overcomplicate things like search engine optimization, and that's the foundation of keyword research. I'm gonna give you a couple of tools that you can use. I'm gonna talk about a couple of tools real quick. It's actually gonna be three tools that we're gonna talk about. The first one, Google Keyword Planner. I think we get so caught up in these paid tools. I kind of like the free ones myself, not just because they're free, because I think they're effective. And I think that using something like Google Keyword Tool is definitely something that can help a blogger, especially if you're a beginner blogger. You don't need all of those paid tools. You just don't. Not at the beginning. Now, later on, yes, because you want to do more analysis and things like that. Google Keyword Planner is a free tool that Google offers, and you can find it in the Google Ads Manager platform. It's all in the same thing. And so before you get to the Google Keyword Planner, I think something that you should do is you should go to Google and you should type whatever the keyword is that you want. Type that in, and then you'll see the search results. You'll see the suggestions, the search suggestions, how when you put in, let's say, how to lose weight, you'll see how to lose weight, and it'll give you about 8 different results. You can also put like a how to lose weight and space it over, or you can go before the how to lose weight and put like an underscore there, and you can get, you know, it'll give you different results. I think you should take those. You can do the same thing. It's also do the same thing in YouTube also. YouTube gives you those keyword suggestions also. And I think it's real crucial if you start there first. Then you can take that how to lose weight. I'm just using that keyword. Now that's a high competition keyword. We're going to get into that also. You're going to take that word, how to lose weight, and you go into the Google Keyword Planner. Enter that keyword. Obviously, click the buttons or whatever. Enter that keyword, and you'll get the results. And with those results, you'll see, it'll tell you whether it's high competition, medium, low competition. You want to find low competition. If you're starting a blog, you want to find low competition keywords to start with. And that's usually, low competition is going to be, I guess, the search. It's probably going to give you somewhere between 1,000 and 10,000 monthly searches. And that's what you want. You also want keywords from like 100 to 1,000. I wouldn't go past that. But if I'm starting a blog and I'm looking for a main topic, the searches has to be somewhere between 1,000 and 10,000 searches for that particular month. I think that's a nice number to start with when you are going from like 1,000, starting a blog from 1,000 searches to 10,000 searches. You want to find sub keywords that has 100 to 1,000 searches. That's because you can write articles with those. You can write articles that have searches that have up to 100 and 1,000 searches per month. And I think that's the key. I think sometimes people, when they start in blogs, they're starting off high competition keywords, and you really should start with lower competition keywords, because the higher competition keywords, you're not going to get ranked. Google Keyword Planner. Within that app, that ad and keyword app, or ad and keyword website, you play around with it, you can learn a lot. For the basics of what you should be looking for, if you're starting a blog, look for a main topic that has 1,000 to 10,000 searches. If you're looking to write articles for that main topic, 100 to 1,000 searches a month is good. This is when you're first starting off. The next one I want to talk about is Answer the Public. What Answer the Public is going to do, it's going to, if you entered that keyword, let's say the keyword that you looked up on Google, I think you should use all of these tools. I think all of them are helpful. Everything that we're talking about today, I think Answer the Public will use the same term, how to lose weight, or whatever keyword we said, how to lose weight. You take that and you put that in Answer the Public, and it's going to print out everything related to that keyword. Every question that's being asked on the internet to that keyword. I think that's helpful. Also, it's a free version to that, and it's a paid version to Answer the Public. But it will spit out almost every single question that you have about that particular keyword. And I think that's important also when you are starting out your blog. I think that's owned by, I think, Neil Patel, that app, Answer the Public. It gives you a whole bunch of different results. All the questions that's being asked on Google and wherever else. The other one is Deep Market. Deep Market is kind of similar to that. The good thing about Deep Market, and I'll leave these down in the show notes. I'll leave a link to all of them down in the show notes. With Deep Market has it also. It has a variety of, Deep Market has questions. Deep Market has, like, if you put the how to lose weight, it's going to give you a variation of how to, the how to's. It'll give you a variation of why. It'll give you a variation of what. All of that, all the different, it gives you the different variations of the keyword. Deep Market, DEAPMARKET. I can't spell that good, but I think I hit it right there, Deep Market. It gives you a variation of everything. I think if you use all three of these in your keyword research analysis and be consistent in writing, don't overthink this thing. I think we overthink it too much. I think we overthink keyword research. We just do. We overthink it because we're so inundated with search engine optimization, SEO. How to do this at the on-page SEO, off-page SEO, technical SEO, all the different aspects of it. And I think that we overthink it. We overthink it when it comes to blog. We overlink it when it comes to the backlinks. I think we overthink it way too much. We think we have to have 300,000 backlinks for these. You don't. If you pick a low competition keyword, you don't have to have Sometimes you don't even have to have any backlink. You're going to get backlink. They're going to happen naturally, especially if you write. Especially if you write and if that particular keyword is getting traffic, you're going to get backlinks automatic. You're going to get backlinks automatic. So don't overthink keyword research. Don't overthink backlinks. Don't overthink SEO. And I think I have to do a better job at simplifying down these things to make sure it's simple. I don't think I do a good enough job of making these terms and everything simple. So I'm gonna do my best to try to simplify all of these different aspects of search engine optimization, of keyword research, and all these different things. Like I said, I don't think I do a good enough job at it myself. So I'm calling myself out, and that's not a bad thing as well. I need to get better also. But yeah, just wanted to talk about keyword research and using these three tools that can help you: Google Keyword Planner, Answer the Public, Deep Market. Low competition, finding low competition keywords. And I think that you'll be fine in your blogging journey. I think you'll be just fine if you just be consistent in it. Don't overthink it. And that's the thing with higher competition keywords, nobody's going to see it. Lower competition, you have a better chance of people seeing work because you have traffic to it. And if you're writing enough about those topics, you'll get backlinks to it. Do you need to still use social media and stuff like that? Yes, all of those things are useful. Backlinks are still the number one driver. Like I said, you don't need 30,000 backlinks sent to something. You just don't need all of that. It's not 2005 anymore. These things have evolved. Blogging has evolved. Google has evolved. And then with the inception of things like artificial intelligence, all of this stuff is evolving. It has evolved. Just don't overthink it. You'll be fine on your blogging journey. You'll be fine with keyword research and okay with keyword research.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.